Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan
Pappenhausen. Here's a clear in from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight on. Scored for Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Now, I've spoken a bit about him this week, but I haven't really done a podcast solely on Cameron Smith, and it's something I really want to do because, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm pretty sad this week that I'm going to see Cameron Smith play his last ever game of rugby league. I've grown up all my life watching Cameron Smith play footy and just been amazed at what he does. I mean, well, I remember as a kid watching him and everything just seemed to happen around him, but I didn't understand, you know, how he went about it. I didn't understand why every team Cameron Smith was in was just close to unbeatable. They were simply incredible. And it's the little subtle things he has in his game that, you know, I've only been able to appreciate over the, you know, since I've been an adult. You know, the first, when I was in high school and stuff, watching him, it just didn't sink in what Cameron Smith was doing. He was still incredible. I thought he was a great player, but I didn't understand how good he was until I was older and I could understand the game and understand, you know, what his body goes through playing hooker. He's just unbelievable. And I kind of wish that Cameron Smith would have come along a little bit later. I wish that I was able to enjoy his whole career without me being a teenager and not really understanding the game properly like I do now. And I just think he is by far and away the greatest player we've ever seen. And it's one thing, you know, I spoke to Denham Kemp, I think it was probably start of this year, and he made a really good point. And he said that, and also when I spoke to Bernie Gurr, he made a really good point, obviously former Rooster CEO, and he was coached by Arthur Beetson. And what he said about Artie Beetson was that we've, as far as front rowers go, you know, Artie Beetson is number one. Who's number two? It's Daylight, and then, I don't know, what do you go, Glenn Lazarus? Like, Artie Beetson stands head and shoulders above the rest for his position, and he's really the only position that you could argue, you know, he is the standout one. I mean, you want to talk fullbacks, you know, Slater, Churchill, there's a couple floating around there, Tedesco now. You want to talk halfbacks, you know, Joey's probably your top choice, but, you know, I hear people make the argument for Alan Langer. I hear people say, you know, if Alan Langer was from New South Wales, he would have been an immortal. You know, I can hear the argument for Jonathan Thurston, all that he achieved as a seven. Ricky Stewart, I can hear the argument for Ricky Stewart. I mean, Ricky Stewart at his absolute peak was cut down. Joey's my standout seven, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of guys that are just under Joey. And I mean, you know, Peter Sterling as well is another one. Like, Sterlo, simply incredible. You know, there's so many guys that come to mind. 5'8", you can tell me Fittler, you can tell me Wally Lewis, you know. Really hard to separate those two. I think, you know, if you're choosing between those two, it depends which state you're from. And I mean, Brett Kenny's another one that flies under the radar incredibly. You know, Brett Kenny got man of the match every time he stepped into a grand final, which is just unbelievable. It's the biggest stage, and he's scoring tries every time. It, you know, there's just so many guys in key positions you can argue are the best. But when it comes to dummy half, mate, I don't know who you could argue Cameron Smith. I think that if Cameron Smith didn't exist, Steve Walters, I've said it a few times, he's the best hooker I've ever seen. Benny Elias, simply incredible. You know, you got all these unbelievable hookers, but none of them hold a candle to Cameron Smith. None of them even come close. And there's other hookers with better highlight reels, but Cameron Smith, he wins. He wins everything he enters. He's been winning every contest he enters for 17 years now. I mean, you know, if you just look over the years, I mean, what, he was in the 06, 07, 08, 09, 12, 16, 17... You know, he's 18 and now the 2020 Premiership. Over 17 years, the amount of grand finals he's played in, and yes, I can hear the argument for the salary cap scandal and all that. I understand that, and that's why, you know, I never count his 07 and 09 premierships. I'll count those appearances in those grand finals as experience and everything, and I understand you don't want to hear he won those premierships because, fair enough, he didn't. They're not on the table. But then even look at his career post that. It's just been simply unbelievable. The bloke has played for 18 years. His first year of first grade, he played two games at footy. Let's take that out. That means that he's played 17 years of first grade, and he's been the Dally M Hooker of the Year on 9 occasions, more than 50% of the time. More than 50% of the time Cameron Smith starts a season, he's going to be the best player in his position. It's simply unbelievable. He did it this year. He's 37 years old. You know, I've compared this system and I've compared, you know, for ages I've compared the Melbourne Storm to the New England Patriots, and I've compared Cameron Smith to Tom Brady, and I've compared Craig Bellamy to Bill Belichick. That's exactly what they are. They just keep pushing on. We've all been waiting, you know, 6 years now for Tom Brady to fall off a cliff. It doesn't happen. We've all been waiting 6 years for Cameron Smith to fall off a cliff. It doesn't happen. Blokes get to 31 and they're thinking, when will I retire? Cameron Smith is thinking, how many more contracts will I sign? It has just been simply unbelievable to watch what he's done. He's done it at all levels of the game. You know, club footy, he's been so dominant. Origins, he's been so dominant. Test footy, he has been unbelievable. The amount of games he's played and the position he plays, it's simply incredible. I mean, you know, when I spoke to Brett Finch a few weeks ago, you know, even Brett Finch says he's the best player he's ever seen. Brett Finch is a halfback from Newcastle. Mate, that is sacrilegious to not have Andrew Johns as your best player ever. He grew up with Joey. Joey is his idol. He grew up watching Joey being the ball boy, watched his whole career, and he still says Cameron Smith. And the most amazing thing is, you know, people that understand rugby league will understand that 20 years ago, if you would have said who will be the best player ever, you wouldn't have even considered a hooker. You wouldn't have even looked at a hooker. And we talk about guys like Joey, like as a halfback, Joey changed the game, yeah? With his kicking style and all these amazing, you know, the banana kick and all these sensational things he did, his change of tempo, his ball running, his tackling, everything. And people have been able to copy Joey, not produce what he does, but they've been able to take little bits of his game and reproduce it in their own. You know, you see the banana kick, or you see the way that guys now control the way that a ball grubbers from 30 metres away by how they drop it onto their toe. That all started with Andrew Johns, and to a lesser extent, his brother Matty. You look at what Cameron Smith is doing. No one can mirror that. I spoke to Chad Townsend the other night, and he spoke about how he tells Blake Brayley to watch what he does. Yeah, sweet. Get Blake Brayley to watch what he does. How on earth are you going to mirror it? The guy makes the hardest things in rugby league look so easy. I spoke about it with Natty the other day. You know, these passes that he's throwing to these front rowers at the moment, if there was any other hooker in the history of the game throwing those passes, I think those forwards are catching them 50% of the time. Smith just puts it on a 10-cent piece. I heard Cooper Cronk talking on NRL 360 the other night that he just, you know, he said he probably caught, you know, 20,000 balls from Cameron Smith, and he got one or two of them at his shoelaces. It's just simply unbelievable what Cameron Smith does. There's been little stretches in his game where he's gone for more than 1,000 touches without making a mistake. He touches the ball on every single play. He's the most influential player to every play rugby league. He is simply incredible. We will never see another hooker like him ever again. Not a hope in hell. And we will never see a better player than him, in my opinion. We'll never see someone with more of a subtle influence on every single game of rugby league. It's unfortunate with Cameron Smith that he doesn't have the highlights reel. And I hear people say that he doesn't have that highlights reel, so he's not in that top caliber of player. Fuck me. Give me trophies any day of the week over highlights reels. You are absolutely kidding yourself. If you're picking other guys over Cameron Smith because their highlights reel is better, fuck, wake up to yourself, please. Rugby league, it's about winning. Cameron Smith wins more than anyone. He is simply unbelievable. You look at the Melbourne Storm over the last 15 years, all the changing pieces they've had. They've had Immortals come and go. They've had Greg Inglis come and go. Israel Folau, all these incredible players. The one guy that's still part of the furniture, Cameron Smith, and he's still topping their Dally M charts at 37. I can't say anything more about this game. It honestly saddens me that he's not going to be playing next season. You know, assuming he does retire, I just can't, as everyone, you know, Blind Freddy could tell you he's not going to do a victory lap and then stay on. To be honest with you, I probably am biased in this game, and I want to see Cameron Smith go out a winner because I love champions. I love your Tom Brady's. I love the All Blacks. I love championship systems with champion that are built around championship players. Cameron Smith is the best big-time player I've ever seen. He is the best footballer I've ever seen. Rugby league is at a massive loss with Cameron Smith walking out of the building.